On Friday afternoon here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI received an early Christmas present, two new Pope Mobiles. The Mercedes-Benz M-Class have been specially crafted and fitted out with all the latest technology to allow the Pope to be close to the people he meets during his apostolic journeys in complete safety and comfort. Pope Benedict XVI will use the new Pope Mobile Saturday on the occasion of the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception during his traditional journey to the heart of Rome to pay homage to the statue of the Virgin Mary in Piazza di Spagna. Vatican Radio's Christina Suez spoke to Thomas Zieb, Managing Director of Mercedes-Benz Stuttgart.
How is Mercedes feeling about the occasion to give a new Pope Mobile to Pope Benedict?
Yeah, we are very proud to have the opportunity to give this brand new car to the Pope and the Vatican.
And how long have you planned the car?
It's about 1 year that we started from the very beginning. It was in November last year, and we gave it over today on the 7th of December.
Which are the characteristics, let's say, of the car?
The car is the brand new M-Class. The basic is the brand new M-Class. And so all the technologies of the new M-Class are available in this car also. It's a four-wheel drive, and it's produced especially for the necessities of the Vatican.
Mm-hmm. How much does it weigh?
If it's fully equipped, it's about 5 tons.
And so you have several switches, and so may you explain just briefly some of the switches we find there?
The main switches you find are especially the switches are redundant for the driver as well as for the people in the cupola. So we have to open the side windows. We have a possibility to get the throne in the position wanted. The main part is to have a good entrance for the Pope to enter the car, to get the throne in the position to have the car entered. We have some special features where he can touch so that he can get easily inside. And the switches in front, we have like a police car, we have blue light, and we have a climatization in the rear. And we have the possibility for the people in the cupola and the driver to talk to each other via push-to-talk.
And how old is the other Pope Mobile?
The other Pope Mobile, we don't tell it old because it's new as well. And it is about 10 years. It was given to the Vatican in 2002.
So what are the next projects?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm surprised too.